And as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, I said to Jason Kanz off air, which I've already said to you listeners, this is what it must feel like to have winter in the South. You get kind of a one-day thing, huh?
I think so. So it's hard to believe that yesterday was, what, almost 60 degrees, and here we are.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was in the low 60s on Monday and yesterday, mid to upper 50s, and then, I don't know, I mean, that's a rapid drop. We say if you don't like the weather in Wisconsin, wait 5 minutes, right?
So. Right, right, exactly.
But wait until you hear this forecast, okay?
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, today, sunny, a high of 20. Again, the snow not bad, although I got to say, driving back from Wisconsin Rapids last night, inside of a snow globe, right, where you've got blowing snow, that's always...
Oh, yeah.
I've tried to avoid getting vertigo, because it's just...
Yeah.
But anyhow, yep. Made it back, and then my eyes got just so dry.
It was
just nasty. But, going to get down to 10 tonight, and then get this, sunny and 48 tomorrow. You don't like that? How about sunny and 56 for Friday, March 1st? Sunny and 62 for March 2nd. If that's not warm enough, how about Sunday, partly sunny and 68, Jason?
Wow. You know, there used to be a saying that March came in like a lion and out like a lamb.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like that's going to be the case this year.
A cuddly little lamb.
Right.
To start March.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds great to me.
It is. Now, you know... Again, people always, I mean, you want to enjoy, please enjoy the moment, because almost always you can hear people go, like at the end of January, right, where it was people like, oh boy, February's going to be, okay, well, it really wasn't.
Right.
February was pretty tame. And I've already heard people go, oh, we're going to get socked in March. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Maybe, maybe not, right? I think your advice is really good. Enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's so many topics to talk about. It's
always
a crazy world, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. What's on your mind?
It looks like it's going to be Biden and Trump. Although I hear, you know, I know Hugh Hewitt, one of the things he was bringing up, Nikki Haley says she's not getting out. Am I really going into the politics direction here?
But apparently.
Nikki Haley, but apparently what he was saying on Monday, and again, Hugh's a nationally syndicated show on her sister station, WOGO right now, FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, but saying his question is, besides who's Trump's running mate going to be, but is, like, would Nikki Haley actually be the lead candidate on the No Labels Party and be willing to go with a moderate Democrat as her running mate? And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, a younger, you know, I think, what, 52-year-old woman who's been a governor and the, you know, U.S. ambassador to the U.N. against a former president on the Republican side and, you know, an 81-year-old president on the Democratic side, it would still be a huge long shot. So.
For sure a long shot. And, you know, I have kind of been watching and wondering about her strategy. But, you know, this is just one of those years where it feels really unclear where we're headed. And so I'm not sure what she's doing, and I'll keep watching.
Well, I'm going to comment a little further before we get into First Peter, which is just, it seems to me, I mean, without coming right out and saying it, like, well, Trump has so many legal issues and battles and money, I mean, just unprecedented that, you know, playing the waiting game, nothing seems to be wrong with that. Although, you know, some people want to say, well, you could be the GOP frontrunner for 2028. Well,
right.
But there's no guarantees of that.
Right. Yeah, no guarantees of much right now.
No.
Yeah.
Except we are here and there's snow on the ground. So, all right.
Correct. Yes.
We have
live in the moment.
1 Peter chapter 5.
What's it like working with Dana Yoder?
8 and 9 today, but I'm not going to play a Dana Yoder spot. So go right ahead.
Okay. Says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are.
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those verses this way. Stay alert. Sin and suffering fill the world. Do not be careless. Although my son decisively defeated Satan on the cross, the evil one continues to try to draw people away from me. Even though his time is short, he wants people to doubt my mercy. When he whispers accusations against you or tempts you to evil, remind him who he is and, more importantly, who I am. Martin Luther once said, when the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this, I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? for I know of no one who suffered, for I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God, and where he is, there shall I be also, unquote. Satan holds no power over your security with me. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think it's so much of this lies with our identity and remembering who we are.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You said that very succinctly.
Well, we're running out of time.
All right, thanks. We'll talk tomorrow. There we go on WWIB. We'll talk tomorrow when it's going to be warmer. A Winner Wednesday on WWIB, picking up with where we left off yesterday, Caleb.
Yes, and we've got some great prizes, Havo.
We do. We've got the Ordinary Angels T-shirt, and how about, which is the movie, of course, at Mycon Cinema, both Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, faith-based film. Hillary Swank and Alan Richardson, great performance based on a true story from 30 years ago. This is really something. And then also, we've got the two Mycon movie passes.
Yes, so you can go see Ordinary Angels again. Alan Richardson and Hillary Swank, two-time Academy Award winner, faith-based film from the creators of American Underdog, I Can Only Imagine, and Jesus Revolution, as mentioned. So, yeah, phenomenal film. Go out and support that at your preferred Mycon Cinemas location in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. But we need you to call now and see if you can get this solved for us, because no one could yesterday. And the question is this. Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average man does this less than one time per month.
Now, we did give a hint yesterday that we said women do this more often. In fact, two or three times more often than men. So 715-723-2555.
Again, what is it? Men do this less than once per month. The average man does this less than once per month. Women do it more often. What could it be? 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers from yesterday. It's not clean out your ears, shave their beard, clip their toenails. It's not wear cologne, call their mother, clean the house, take their wife out for a date, clean out the garage, cook a meal, wash the bedding, call in sick to work, get a haircut, floss, take care of kids so mom can have a day off. It's not grocery shopping, going to the doctor, doing the dishes, washing and folding clothes, cleaning the toilet, making all the beds in the house, changing the sheets, taking a multivitamin, or changing their underwear was the last guess we got. Is none of those.
We ran the full gamut, so it's not any of that. What could it be?
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think, Tony?
Morning. Wash their car.
Is it wash their car less than once per month?
It's a great guess.
Wash their car? It's not. Thank you, Tony. Call us back. 715-723-2555. What could it be as we try to figure this out here on a Wednesday morning? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
What do you think?
How about taking out the garbage?
Is it taking out the trash? It's not. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Trying to get somebody some movie passes here. 723-2555. If you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, give us a jingle. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halva. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kari from Menominee.
Kari from Menominee, what do you think?
Is it pluck your eyebrows or pluck unwanted hair?
Is it pluck unwanted hair? Do the guys do that less than once per month? Women maybe three times as much? Is that what it is? No, but good to hear from Dunn County a couple times already this morning. You guys are up and at 'em.
We don't get the word pluck on the show too often.
Not too often. 715-723-2555. Time for three more guesses here. 715-723-2555 for Mycon Cinema's movie passes. Go see Ordinary Angels at Mycon in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. What could it be? Typically, men do this less than once per month. What could it be? And again, you mentioned, Havel, ladies do this about three times as much.
Right.
About three times as much.
And so if we're talking about, you know, within the capacity of a month, so we're saying, whereas a guy typically might do this a little bit less than once a month, a woman, the statistics show, would maybe do this about three times a month. All right, Win It Wednesday. Picking up with the question from yesterday, this is our fifth go-around at trying to get the answer and give away these great prizes.
Yes, we've got an Ordinary Angels T-shirt. Again, the great faith-based film now playing at Mycon Cinemas, Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And also, win your way into the movie, because we have two Mycon Cinemas movie passes to include with that T-shirt. if you get our trivia correct. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, call 715-723-2555, 723-2555. The question is this. The average man does this less than once per month. Typically, men do this less than once per month. What do they do less than once per month? Women about three times as much.
All right. So we have, yeah, we've given that as one hint. The other one, I'm going to give you another hint now, and I'm trying to hold back. I want to give two hints, but I'm going to say it does not have to do with any kind of domestic chore or responsibility.
We've okay? had a lot of guesses in that yeah. vein, but it doesn't have to
it's
do
not
with that.
That.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 is our number. Call us live. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, go ahead.
I had a domestic thing.
So yeah, it's not that.
I changed my idea.
Yep.
Okay, so thank you for
uh-huh.
the
You're welcome.
Hint. How about driving the kids to school?
Is it driving the kids to school?
Sorry, Vicky.
It's not. Thank you, Vicky. Rest that voice up.
We get daily monitoring of Vicky's voice here.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. Give us a call.
Great prizes.
I mean, two
tickets to the movies and this wonderful Ordinary Angels t-shirt.
Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average man does this less than once per month. What could it be? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Evelyn.
All right, Evelyn from Jump River, I do believe. And what do you think, Evelyn?
Is it clipping your nails?
That, I believe, was guessed last time.
It's not your fingernails, your toenails, or anybody else's nails.
You can have a bonus guess here. What do you think?
Oh, Running
a stop sign?
Huh.
Could that be
Women do it three times.
Women do it three times as much. We're not going to say anything more. We're just, it's not running a stop sign. Drive safely, Evelyn. Thank you for calling. 715.
There's a lot of bad drivers out there.
Indeed. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jan from Colfax.
Hi, Jan.
Hey, Jan, what do you think?
How about clean out their vehicle?
Vehicle. Okay, sure, because it can get a lot of wrappers and other miscellaneous and sundry items in there. Is it clean out the vehicle, Jan?
Sorry.
It's not, but excellent guess. Thank you for calling. First caller from Colfax, I believe. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
Hey, Virgil, what do you think?
I think it's go clothes shopping.
Go clothes shopping. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Women would do it more often. Guys, maybe less than once a month. Is that what it is? Sorry.
It's not, but thank you, Virgil, calling from Whitehall. Call us back, 715-723-2555. We do have time. Let's say three more guesses here. Let's see if we can get this knocked out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm actually hoping this is wrong, but going to church?
Is it going to church? It is wrong.
Yep.
It is wrong.
Good.
Good.
I'm hoping this is wrong. Yeah, that's interesting.
715-723-2555. Two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Again, the average man does this less than once per month.
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
How about give someone a hug?
Give someone a hug.
Yep.
Guys need hugs, too.
Yep.
Brother's got a hug. Is it give someone a hug? Greg from Augusta? It's not. 715-723-2555. However, we're going to have to push this off if we don't get the winner right here, right now. So
okay.
All the pressure is on. We don't know. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline, can you do it?
I don't know. Is it check your email?
Is it check your email?
Guys do it less than once a month, she says.
Women three times as much. Is it check your email?
No.
It's not. Thank you, Caroline from Rice Lake, for calling in. But we're going to have to think of another hint, probably.
Another hint at 8:15.
All right. We'll try this again to give somebody movie passes. Make sure you go out and support Ordinary Angels, faith-based film at Mycon Cinemas, Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Win It Wednesday with a question that's been stumping America, or at least the WIB listeners, for 2 days now, Caleb.
Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday. It becomes try it again Thursday if we can't get a winner this hour. But I feel like we can do this.
We're going to keep adding a hint every time now.
Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average fella does this less than once per month. We said women do this about three times as much. Mm-hmm. But we're giving away pretty great Mycon Cinemas movie prizes.
Yeah. two tickets to MyCon Cinemas, and also an Ordinary Angels t-shirt. This is the wonderful faith-based film starring the two-time Academy Award winner, Hilary Swank, and also Alan Richardson. It's based on a true story of about 30 years ago, an incredible story. We saw it as a staff, and wow, it really hits you.
It really is a phenomenal, phenomenal film. So go out and support that regardless, but maybe you can get in for free with a friend, 715-723-2555. Typically, men do what? Less than once per month. We've said, again, women do this about three times as much. We've got more hints for you as well, too.
So. We also talked about the fact that this is not a domestic chore or responsibility. So many of those have been guessed. And also, this is probably done in the home. So
not a domestic chore or responsibility. And again, the latest thing, it is something in the home, though. Uh-huh. Something in the home that you do in the home, very likely.
Yep.
715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy from Wausau. We have not heard from Wausau yet this morning. Thank you so much for calling from there. And Tammy, what do you think?
Balance the checkbook.
Balance the checkbook. A good habit to have.
Is that it?
Is it balance the checkbook? Tammy from Wausau?
Sorry.
It's not. Call us back, please. 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
I guess that's done in the home. Maybe.
I would think so. That's normally where I'm balancing mine.
Uh-huh.
So 715-723-2555. Two MyCon Cinemas movie passes and an Ordinary Angels t-shirt can be yours. What's something that men do less than once per month, women about three times as much? We've said it's not a domestic chore or responsibility, but very likely this would occur in the home. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hey, Vicky, what do you think?
Arranging the decor.
Arranging the decor. Moving things around. Getting it to...
The guys
better.
Would do it less often. All right. Is that it? It's done in the home. No, it's not it. Sorry.
It's not. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Corey from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Corey.
Corey from Chippewa. Go ahead.
I'm wondering if it's clipped nails.
Is it clipped nails? That was guessed earlier. You can have a bonus guess if you can think quickly here.
Oh, I know it's not paint nails.
It's not.
I guess
nails.
I would cut their hair.
Cut their hair. Is it cut their hair? It's not. Thank you, Corey. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We still have time for some more guesses here. Who wants those MyCon Cinemas movie passes? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau again.
Tammy's back through. What do you think, Tammy?
Is it shave?
Is it shave? Is it shave? Again, do men do this less than once per month? Women about three times more often. We've said, hey, it's not a domestic chore, household chore.
Okay, go ahead. And then it's not shave. And I got to just say, it's not a personal hygiene thing.
All right. So that'll give you another clue. Bonus clue. How about he just can't. We got to give
enough
more clues.
So.
Good morning, WWIB. Two more guesses here we have time for. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly in Chatek.
Shelly, go ahead.
Is it Binge a TV show?
There we go. That's creative.
Good creative guess. But not what we're looking for. Shelly from Chatek, thank you. 715-723-2555. We have time for one more before we push this off another 20 minutes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Caden from Eau Claire.
Hey, Caden.
Hey, Caden. Typically, men do this less than once per month. What do the guys do less than once per month? Caden, you are on the spot, my friend. Let's see if you can solve this.
Rent a movie.
Is it rent a movie? Caden, we're going to give you a soft buzzer. We're going to give you a soft buzzer.
That's like a Nerf buzzer.
But it's not. Caden, call us back in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll give you another shot at this 715-723-2555.
Is this the question we finally stumped them?
Yeah. Is this the one that we never give you the answer to? We just say,
For the seventh time in 2 days, we've got a question for you on the Whip Wake Up Show.
Again, we haven't done Tuesday trivia for a bit, so Tuesday trivia turned into Win It Wednesday. And is it going to be solved here now, or is it going to become Try It Again Thursday? We haven't had that happen for a while either. Will this be a 3-day question or just a 2-day question? It stumped you for a bit here.
First of all, the prizes. We've got two MyCon movie tickets. You can use them for whatever movie you want. And then also an Ordinary Angels t-shirt. This is the new faith-based film with Hilary Swank and Alan Richardson. And Great actors. Hillary's a two-time Academy Award winner. I loved her in Freedom Riders, and she loves this movie, Ordinary Angels, says, I wish they made more movies like this. It's based on an incredible, inspiring true story.
All right, so we want to send you to the movies. Go see Ordinary Angels. Go support that regardless, but a chance to win two Mike on Cinemas movie passes if you can solve this. So typically, men do this less than once per month. The average man does this less than once per month. Women about three times as much. We've given you a litany of clues. We're going to try to add to it here.
Yeah, and in fact, the actual, this item is... I was thinking of something else. So did you just say men do this less than once a month, women three times a month?
Three times as much as men, yeah.
Three times as much.
And again, we've said...
And it actually says 3 times a month, so...
This isn't like a domestic responsibility or a chore, okay?
Nope.
So it's not like doing dishes or anything like that. It's nothing related with hygiene, so it's not clipping toenails or cutting hair. So again, we can eliminate all of those. A lot of great guesses, but we can eliminate all of those. We've said that this happens...
In the home.
In the home. That's very likely in the home. You know, and what else can we give you? Well, we've got a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess on this, men say that they like to do this as much as women, but they do it about three times less.
Okay. All right. So men say they like this, but they don't do it as much. All
right.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB.
Hello. Hi, good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. Is it actually replacing the roll of toilet paper on the little spindle and not just putting it on the counter?
Oh, wow. That's very specific.
If you do replace it, make sure you replace it the right way.
The right way, indeed. Is that what
exactly.
It is, Sherry from Whitehall?
Sorry, Sherry.
Good to hear from you. Call back 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Where in your home would this happen?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
what room or rooms would this happen?
The kitchen, the dining room, and sometimes the bathroom.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris from Chippewa.
All right. Go ahead, Chris.
Would it be apologize?
Would it be apologize? Thinking outside the box with that one, too. Do women apologize three times as much as men? And again, probably would happen in the home a lot. Is that what we're looking for, Chris? It's not. Call
Sorry,
us back.
Chris. Thank you.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, this is Sherry from Chippewa.
Sherry, go ahead.
And my guess is clear out their email inbox.
Clear out their email inbox.
That's a good guess.
Very good guess. Is that what we are looking for, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not. Call back, please. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
We may go in to try it again Thursday.
We're just not sure what other clues we can give. We might need a day to think about it. But maybe we can solve this now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Janae from Neillsville.
Janae from Neillsville. We have not heard from Neillsville yet.
Janae, did you see me when I drove through Neillsville last night?
I did not.
Oh, man. I had the whip Wogo car and everything.
All right, Janae, go ahead.
I want to say online shopping.
Online
shopping. It's a great guess as well.
Really good guess.
Not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Janae. Call back if you can get through 715-723-2555.
We buttered her up like popcorn and then just dropped her. So, sorry.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Baronet.
Samantha from Baronet.
We're getting all sorts of new callers.
Yes, this is bringing everybody out. Samantha, what do you think?
I'm thinking reading.
You're thinking reading. Is
it reading?
In fact,
that's been guessed, I think.
Oh, well, bonus guess then, because I can't look through all these
guesses
to see. So bonus guess, Samantha, go ahead.
Bonus guess. Okay, eat healthy.
Eat healthy. Is it eating healthy? It's not. I think we can still do two more guesses here.
All right,
Two more guesses. Two more guesses. 715-723-2555.
To end the contest and keep us from trying again Thursday. Sorry to talk over you.
Broadcasting Max Basketball last night, there was a buzzer beater. Can we get a buzzer beater here?
We need that McDonald player.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. We've given you all the clues we can think of. Typically, men do this less than once per month, and women about three times as much happens in the home.
Uh-huh.
Again, not a domestic chore, not a hygiene thing like clipping toenails or cutting hair. You mentioned could be kitchen, could be bathroom.
Could be living room.
Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. Last of two callers. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair.
Sevilla from Blair. What do you think, Sevilla?
Is it taking selfies?
Another good guess.
That's a really well thought out guess. But it's not taking selfies. All right, this is the last call. We got to try to get at least one song in before the top of the hour. I even have a song queued up if someone gets this.
Yeah, well, optimistic.
715-723-2555. Can someone solve this? One last caller at 715-723-2555 to win the Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Men do this about one-third as much as ladies. Good morning. All the hopes of Western and Central Wisconsin rest on you. No pressure. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Roxy from Ojibwa. Is it talking on the phone?
Roxy from Ojibwa. Is it talking on the phone?
Might men do that less than once a month and women three times as much?
No. Roxy, thank you so much for trying, and try again tomorrow because it is Try It Again Thursday. Well, I don't know. We're going to have to try to figure out some other clue for this. We're getting stumped on how to give a clue.